Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Very good yourself.
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Not too bad. There was a strong start to the week for Brent. The August Brent contract trading over $37 per barrel for the first time since March. Presumably, this is driven by news about OPEC.
Well, when OPEC met in April in its extraordinary meeting to respond to the coronavirus outbreak and disruption to demand, it agreed a program of easing cuts. The first round of cuts were by 9.7 million barrels per day, and that would apply in May and June of this year only. It was then scheduled to reduce to 7.7 million barrels per day through to the end of this year. And from the start of next year through to April 2022, the cuts were scheduled to go down to 5.8 million barrels per day. Now, the OPEC also agreed to hold a further meeting on the 9th to 10th of June to discuss progress on the cuts and see how that whether they would proceed with them as scheduled or do something different or whatever. Since that meeting, there have been some strong hints by Saudi Arabia that it favoured extending the deepest cuts of 9.7 million barrels per day from the end of June into July, possibly further. Russia, though, has more recently seemed a bit cool on that idea and has said it wants to stick to the originally agreed programme. But last week, there were some discussions between the Russians and Saudis, which I think generally felt like they had reached some kind of agreement about this. And that seems to have been underlined by reports this morning and overnight that the OPEC meeting might actually be brought forward to the end of this week, and that an extension of this deepest level of cuts, 9.7 million barrels, could be agreed to remain in place beyond the end of June.
So moving to demand, how are things shaping up?
Well, really, the epicenter of the coronavirus disruption is starting to move on. So, obviously, initially it was Asia, China particularly. Chinese demand has since recovered to quite a large extent. Lockdowns are easing in Europe, probably starting to ease in the US. And Europe and Asia account for something like 35% of pre-coronavirus global demand. But the thing is now really moving on to Latin America, particularly Brazil, of course. But Latin America only accounts for about 8% of global pre-coronavirus demand. So clearly, Europe and the US coming back. Demand coming back in over the coming weeks is a massive plus for the demand side for oil.
What has investor activity in oil markets been like then?
The exchange data shows strong activity in futures. There's been a significant increase in speculative long positions, so speculators taking bets the oil market will rally. And at the same time, a significant reduction in short positions. So if you look at the net speculative long position, which is the longs less the shorts, that has gone from under 200 million barrels at the low point in April to about 600 million barrels now. That's by no means the largest net long position we've ever seen, but it's a very dramatic improvement or increase. And clearly, investors are buying into this dual story of a recovery in demand combined with OPEC cuts potentially being extended.
Okay, and finally, US ventures rose last week. Is this a worrying sign?
Well, we did have a couple of weeks of US inventories coming down. Now we've seen a week of them going up again. So I think it's important not to read too much into one week's numbers. But the important thing here is that supply in the US has come down. inventories have still not even reached the highs of 2017, never mind about overflowed. So the picture is definitely that I think we've passed the worst of the period of rapid inventory builds. And indeed, this bill looks to have been driven in part by an increase in crude imports. And that suggests that maybe this is because refineries are gearing up to start increasing production ahead of demand coming back, as we've just been discussing.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thank you.